sitting on your left and on my right. And his name is Dan Newton. And how about a big hand for Dan?
Thank you. Well, Tracy suggested we kind of take this workshop from the familiar to the less familiar. So I'm going to start off with a polka on my accordion, which was made in Italy, and it's the real standard type of piano key accordion, which was developed. The button accordions were the earliest style, and the piano key accordion was developed and perfected right around the turn of the century, or just after the turn of the century. Some people claim in San Francisco by Joseph Colombo, who's a very famous Italian family of accordion players. But I'll play an Italian tune that's generally played on the mandolin, another popular instrument for Italian music. This one is called Portavoce, which means the voice carrier or the voice path. And so friends of mine who play this one refer to it as the telephone polka. And it goes like this. A lot of times you'll hear people talk about their accordions being diatonic or chromatic, and that simply means whether or not you've got all the black and white keys represented in the notes or buttons on your accordion, or if you've got an instrument such as the Cajun accordion, which is set up be played mostly in one key or possibly two different keys. The tune that I just played is pretty much requires a chromatic style instrument because it changes keys from minor to its relative major and then to a different major key. And it goes. That's a very traditional or typical form for European style tunes where you have a main theme and then a second part and then you repeat the main theme and then go to a third part. Whereas with American fiddle tune styles, we usually just play the parts in repeating order, A, B, A, B, or A, B, C, A, B, C. And that's what I'll do next is a French-Canadian waltz that represents a little bit closer to an American-style tune. The French-Canadians music is generally played on a button accordion. I do a lot of music on the keyboard accordion that's often heard played on the diatonic instruments. French-Canadian music on the accordion is quite a bit different from the Cajun music that you'll hear in moments on the accordion. But I'll try my best with a waltz here. It's called Waltz à Jesse, or Jesse's Waltz. And I don't know who wrote it, but it's a real pretty tune. So. So that's a French-Canadian tune, and next I'll play a little bit of what I kind of was asked to play for the whole week when I was up here, and that's a Zydeco tune. The French in Louisiana are descended from French people who lived in Canada, but I don't think the current French-Canadian music tradition is all that terribly connected to what happened to the music of the black French-speaking people in South Louisiana. It's a combination of traditional French culture mixed in with some Native American and some Spanish music and some African and Afro-Caribbean rhythms, and it's quite often a lot of the songs that will be played by Creole or Zydeco groups are the same songs that the Cajun or the white French-speaking musicians will play. There's just a different way of approaching it, and it's almost exclusively the Zydeco groups, the black Zydeco groups, that will use the piano accordion in Cajun or Zydeco music. So I'll play one that you might hear either type of band play. This is one called Zydeco et pas salé, or The Beans Ain't Got No Salt. And I'll do a little bit of singing, see if my voice has anything left after this great week of lots of rest and relaxation and sleeping and taking good care of ourselves the whole week. So, it's kind of the style of Clifton Chenier, who is considered the king of Zydeco, who brought the piano accordion into things. I'm
my mouth. Whoa, hit the mouth. Zydeco a puzzle. Zydeco a puzzle. Say the hippie tayo. Say the hippie tayo. Zydeco a puzzle. Zydeco a puzzle. Zydeco a puzzle. Say the hippie tayo. Say the hippie tayo. Zydeco a puzzle. Zydeco a puzzle.
There's my 15 minutes of accordion styles, and I'm going to pass it on to the very capable colleagues over here.
I'd like to intercede and intervene a little bit here and ask if there are any questions about how this machine works. Any questions at all for Dan?
It depends on if it's decaffeinated or not. Actually, there's 7 million accordion jokes in the world, and they're all true. So if you ever, and you can intercede them with jokes about banjos and trombones if you want. But if anybody knows any jokes that are germane or apply specifically to fiddlers and not to any other instrument, I'd sure like to hear one. I've never heard a joke that only applies to fiddlers. You can hear a lot of accordion jokes. Isn't that the sassafras, dried sassafras leaves they put on the gumbo as a seasoning or a thickening agent?
As far as I know, that's what it is. Yeah, gumbo filet is what they call gumbo filet. Kind of gumbo that they make without a roux. And then I have to explain what a roux is.
It's a cooking class now. Or sometimes accordion.
Well, maybe Dan, if you give us a little a window into the world, into the inside of a piano accordion.
Okay, it's called a piano accordion because obviously it's got piano-shaped keys. But when you're dealing with accordion makers or music stores, if you just say the word accordion, this is the first thing they'll think of: is the one with the piano keys that play single notes on the right hand, and on the left hand, a series of buttons that represent bass notes and corresponding chords. Groups of triads play major, minor, sevenths, diminished. And generally, the larger models like this one will have two or three sets of reeds for each note, and these switches on the front, which give you your options. A single high reed. Better put it back on for a second. A single reed in a higher octave, a lower octave, those two reeds together, two reeds in the same octave, all three of them together. And when you're playing Zydeco and Cajun music, the little Cajun boxes usually have four reeds. That's what those knobs are on the side. They do the same thing as this. Most Cajun players play with, they pull out all the stops when they play in more ways than one. The notes on this instrument are the same whether you're pushing or pulling on it. And the Cajun accordions are, I think, a lot more similar to the original styles of accordions that were built, where their notes change when they go in and out. And there are instruments from the British Isles that are called melodeons that are used for Celtic and English folk dance music. It's a small button accordion with two rows. And then you get up into chromatic accordions, which have three rows of buttons or more, as Ian will be showing you here in just a minute. Then there's concertinas, which have single notes on each side. The main difference between an accordion or a button accordion and a concertina is that if you've got an instrument that only has single notes on each side, a little box-shaped instrument, those will be concertinas. The rest of them will be accordions and melodeons. That's what I know.
This is a piano accordion. What's that?
Button accordion or Cajun accordion.
Yeah.
French accordion.
Yeah. That particular style is usually referred to as the Cajun accordion. There are other little button accordions that you'll see that are slightly different, but. I haven't seen one of those in 45 years.
Okay, well, that's a very nice little demonstration of style. Dan, a window to the inside of the accordion. I think Danny deserves a big hand.
Thanks. You all deserve a round of applause for yourselves for coming and sitting in front of four or five accordion players at one time as well.
Too much and too close to someone's ear. We have been hearing accordions all week up on the hill here, mostly because of Cajun Creole Week. One of the instruments that is a lead instrument in that kind of music is the Cajun accordion, this button accordion. But also, as Danny explained, the others are used, and there are a lot of people getting interested in the accordion these days. A lot of people interested in Cajun Creole culture, the Southwest Louisiana French-speaking culture, and they've come here from places like Seattle, and one lady came from France. We had 130 students here to get more involved in Southwest Louisiana folk life, starting with dancing or cooking or fiddle or accordion or triangle. Eating workshop. I would be very interested in that very shortly. There's no doubt about it. So over on the other side of the grounds here, you'll see the Louisiana Folklife tent. And you'll be able to, if you haven't been having to come up against this folklife before, you can get a lot of information about it there. Books, food, music. And there'll be some jamming there too. And a lot of the people who've come here over the years to learn more in depth about the music or the culture have become quite good at it. So that will explain a little bit in the way of background of what we've been up to all week long. And when you get 130 people together doing something that is their avocation, really. And some of them, they're as professional dancers or musicians or whatever. You're going to get a lot of jamming going on, a lot of late night activity. So we can say we've survived a week, another week of Cajun Creole music, and it's all for the good. It really is. One of the people that's been here at the same time is another accordion player, and he has a style that's different, has two accordions there he can show you. And here's some of his music too, and his name is Ian Lothian, and please welcome Ian.
Well, my style of playing is more British, I think. I don't do much of this British, because I'm from Scotland. So the type of music that I sort of major in just now is Celtic music, Scottish and Irish music. But I've had to sort of play things like the blues in my bedroom. It's been a great inspiration hearing Dan this week. You know, he's kind of opened up some things to me, maybe. Because we don't have like a big Zydeco scene back in Britain. The Cajun scene is getting quite big now, but maybe I'll go back and start up the Zydeco scene from what I've learned. Yeah. It's cool. Anyway, what I'll do just now is I'll just explain a little bit about the difference between maybe Scottish and Irish. Some Scottish music, I'll play a Scottish reel, and then I'll play an Irish reel, and then see if you can notice the fairly obvious difference, really. So this is a Scottish reel. Most Scottish music is, we always play on this musette coupler here, which you might hear French musette played on. But I think in Scotland we have a much wider musette which we use to try and sort of make ourselves louder to battle with the bagpipes. But the Irish tend to play on this single reed all the time. And I'll play an Irish reel, see if you can notice the difference. The Irish tend to play a lot in sort of minor keys, and the ornamentation's slightly different, so if you listen. Yeah, so the Irish tend to use this kind of burrell. They call it a burrell across there. Do you all get that? Burrell. Or there's this one. But the Scottish type of ornamentation, if I can play you I play this little tune to demonstrate some of the sort of bagpipe type ornamentation that they use over there. This is a little jig. So you can hear it's more sort of snappy. Sort of. Okay. Now I'll play a set of reels that I wrote, which kind of incorporates some of the different ornamentations from both Scotland and England. And Ireland. And they don't have any names, so I can't tell you what they're called. But maybe you can give me some ideas afterwards.
Any questions?
Yeah.
You got one? Yes.
Yeah. No, that's purely to show off. No, but the dance tempo would be. Let me think. Scottish dance tempo would be. Another thing that's quite common in Scotland and Ireland and Shetland is a thing called slow air. I don't know if you have any Cajun slow airs.
Not really. It depends on the time of night it is.
Yeah, no, that's quite a... Normally if you do a performance then you throw in a slow air or maybe two. So I'll play you a little slow air. This is a slow air that I wrote for my girlfriend, and she's from Ireland, and her name's Aisling, and Aisling, when translated, means beautiful vision. So that's nice, isn't it? So this is for my beautiful vision.
When you're going back home, hope it's not long from now.